Tie Me Up in Knots, written by Lauren 3210, read by Smirking Cat. This is a Harry Potter fanfic with the pairing Draco Malfoy Harry Potter, and the rating is explicit. Summary. Harry, are you wearing a Slytherin tie? Our first notes. Just a quick, silly fic inspired by this gift set. I had way more fun writing this than I probably should have had. Reader's notes. I wish you a happy birthday, Lauren, and I hope I did your fic justice, because I really had a fun time recording it, and it was absolutely my pleasure doing this for you, and I wish you all the best and a happy birthday. Breakfast was almost over by the time Harry finally made it into the Great Hall on Friday morning. Most people had already finished eating and were milling about between the tables, books and parchment spilling across the wood in a last-ditch attempt at completing homework. Harry narrowly dodged a couple of first years practicing Wingardium Leviosa on the leftover toast crust and slumped down on the bench opposite his friends, giving a grateful moan as Ron passed him a plate of sausages and Hermione directed over the last of the pumpkin juice. "This is the third time this week you've been late, Harry," Hermione admonished, frowning as she sifted through her bag for her charms essay. Harry shrugged and shoved another sausage whole into his mouth.
"It's just horrible getting up in the morning," he said, once he'd swallowed most of his mouthful, "now that I'm in a room myself."
"That doesn't explain why you were perfectly capable of getting up in the mornings before Christmas," Hermione said sharply, "or why you constantly looked like you've barely had an hour's sleep." She stared critically at his hair. Harry lifted a hand and tried in vain to flatten it. Though it was usually a mess of wild black strands, this morning he'd been so late he hadn't had time to even attempt to tame it.
"Are you having bad dreams again?"
she asked, her tone an even mix between sympathy and curiosity.
"Nope,"
Harry replied, rolling his eyes and looking at Ron, expecting to share a conspiratorial look with him about Hermione's tendency to mother hen them both. Instead, Ron was suddenly looking a bit confused and was staring at Harry's throat. Harry's hand flew up to the side of his neck, just in case, and then Ron opened his mouth.
"Harry, are you wearing a Slytherin tie?"
Hermione's eyebrows flew up as she stared first at Ron and then over at Harry. Her eyes widened as she gasped, one hand coming up to point at his throat.
"What? No, of course."
Harry spluttered to a halt as he looked down at himself and saw that he was indeed wearing a green striped tie.
It was a spell. I was
practicing. The bell sounded for the first lesson.
"Oh, thank God,"
Harry sighed. He really had no idea what his excuse was going to be. He grabbed another sausage before it disappeared and stuffed it into his mouth, chewing slowly so that he wouldn't be expected to carry on talking.
"Do you want me to fix it for you?"
Hermione asked, as they joined the throng of students making their way up the staircase.
"I would if I were you, mate,"
Ron said, clapping a hand on Harry's shoulder and looking down at the offending tie.
"Merlin knows what people will say when they notice."
"Yeah, thanks," Harry said, turning to face Hermione as they reached the first landing. He stood patiently as Hermione pulled out her wand, and he finally realized just how many people walking past were giving him a second look. It wasn't that he wasn't used to that, of course. But these looks were different. And then he realized. If this tie had green stripes, that would mean...
Oh, fuck!
Hermione stuttered over the beginning of her spell and threw him a dark look.
"Language, Harry! Wait, where are you going?"
Harry ducked under her outstretched arm and leaped up the stairs two at a time. "Sorry," he called down to his friends, who were standing gaping up at him.
"I just remembered something."
He whipped around the corner up the next flight of stairs as Hermione yelled in an exasperated voice,
"But I didn't fix your tie yet."
But Harry didn't bother to slow down and explain himself. He didn't have time. If anyone noticed before he got there, he was going to be in so much trouble. And fucking hell, why did arithmancy have to be held on the bloody fifth floor? Harry heaved himself into the fifth floor corridor, his glasses slipping down his nose and his back banging painfully against his back, and slid to a halt just before the right-hand turn. He could hear the arithmancy students walking around in the hallway, waiting for Professor Vector to show up and let them into their classroom. He risked a peek around the corner.
"Harry, what are you doing up here?" Ernie McMillan said. "Aren't you supposed to be in charms about now?"
Harry startled, trying to ignore the pounding of his heart against his ribs.
"Oh, yeah, I..."
He was saved from having to come up with another excuse by the arrival of Professor Vector, robes sweeping the floor behind her.
"Don't you have a class to go to, Mr. Potter?"
"Yes," Harry said in a sigh of relief. He'd seen a pair of grey eyes and flash of blonde hairs.
"Yes, I do."
"Then I suggest you get moving, then,"
Vector said with a brisk nod, already moving through the crowds of students towards the door. Harry ripped out his hand, grabbed a fistful of ropes, and yanked both, him and his prize, back around the corner and into a convenient alcove out of sight.
"Harry, what the fuck?"
Draco glared at him, yanking at his fingers and forcing Harry to let go of his ropes.
"You put my tie on this morning,"
Harry muttered furiously, reaching up to curl his fist through the red-striped fabric, knotted perfectly just below Draco's Adam's apple.
"What?
No, I didn't, I..." Draco cut himself off as he looked down at Harry's tie.
"Oh."
"Yeah, oh," Harry grumbled, starting to pull on Draco's collar so that he could undo the knot. "We need to switch back before more people notice." He trailed off as he realized Draco wasn't bothering to help him undo their ties. Instead, he was sliding his fingers up and down Harry's chest, following the line of the slivering tie from his throat to his navel and back again.
"You like this?"
Harry breathed out in awe. Draco shrugged.
"The color matches your eyes."
A faint blush appeared on his pale cheeks, as though he knew exactly how sappy that statement had sounded, but still he didn't stop trailing his fingers over Harry's chest.
"No, I mean you like this,"
Harry repeated, and Draco did, Harry could tell. He could see the way his eyes had darkened to just a ring of grey, see the way the flush in his cheeks was travelling down past his collar, feel his breath passing his parted lips in small pants. Harry had seen all these things before, had witnessed them just last night, in fact, and he knew exactly what it meant. It meant he had about 2 seconds before Draco crushed him against the nearest surface and stuck his hand down his trousers. Sure enough, Draco reached out and grabbed Harry by the waist, slamming him back into the alcove behind him. Lips met hungrily, Draco's tongue forcing its way into Harry's mouth, sliding over teeth and reacquainting itself with Harry's taste. Nimble fingers made a quick work of Harry's trousers button and zipper, and Harry bucked into the feel of a slender hand curling around his dick.
"Fuck, Draco!"
Harry gasped out as Draco left his mouth and slid spit-slick lips down over his jaw, teeth scoring gently into the skin just above the knot in his tie.
"If only we had time,"
Draco replied, and then, suddenly, Harry was feeling slightly more bare below the waist than he had been expecting.
"Draco, what?"
Harry cut himself off with a choke as Draco slid to his knees and swallowed Harry down in one smooth motion.
Oh, God!
Without stopping, Draco reached up with one hand and plucked the tie from under Harry's jumper, wrapping his fingers around it and pulling gently. Harry thought he was going to die. The pressure from his tie around his neck was gentle but insistent, giving him the sensation that Draco was there, hand holding him in place, just as they liked it when they were fucking. He stuttered out a groan as Draco pulled back slightly, licking around the head of his cock, tongue dipping into the slit before sliding back down again. Two of Draco's fingers were curled around what he couldn't get into his mouth, jerking in counterpoint and meeting his lips with every slide downwards. Harry could feel his balls drawing up, and the imminent orgasm was sudden and unexpected. But then, this whole thing had been unexpected for fuck's sake. All he'd wanted to do was exchange ties before anyone else saw. And now he was receiving the best blowjob of his life. And then Draco slid up again, pressed the flat of his tongue against Harry's frenulum, and moaned. And it was all Harry could do not to let his shout of completion echo through the corridor.
Draco, that was... fuck!
Harry muttered incoherently as Draco slid smoothly to his feet, pulling Harry's trousers and boxers up with him. He clucked his tongue when Harry tried and failed to get his numb hands to do up his trousers, batting his hands away and doing them up for him.
Do you want...
Harry flapped his hand in the direction of Draco's obvious bulge, raising his eyebrows in surprise when Draco shook his head.
Save it for later. We are late for class.
Draco pushed Harry back against the wall and kissed him. Open mouth and filthy, and the taste of himself on Draco's tongue was almost enough for Harry to try for round two immediately. Fuck class, he defeated Voldemort, what else was there left to learn? But Draco pulled away with one last nip to his button lip.
Your room or mine tonight? He asked.
Yours, Harry replied. The fat lady keeps giving me funny looks, waiting outside for you all the time.
I'll see you in the dungeons after dinner, then.
One last, deep, breath-stealing kiss, and then shoved away from the wall, stepping back into the corridor.
Wait!
Draco raised an eyebrow, one shoulder turned towards the door to his classroom.
We still haven't swapped ties,
Harry whispered. Draco shrugged.
You said some people had already noticed. You might as well leave it on.
But, Harry said lamely, how am I going to explain it?
Tell your friends your boyfriend is a bit possessive.
Harry looked at him, but Draco was determinedly studying the floor.
That wouldn't necessarily mean you, though.
He said carefully, slowly. He ran his fingers over the green striped fabric hanging from his neck.
It's just a slivering tie.
Draco hummed in thought.
You're right, he said finally. I should give you something that would make it clearer.
He looked up and met Harry's gaze, his eyes hesitant, but his chin cocked out, defiant.
Something that says you're mine.
Harry grinned. Harry flopped down onto the bench with a groan and closed his eyes. It had been a mistake to think that because the Slytherin dorms were closer to the Great Hall than Gryffindor, that meant he could get another 5 minutes of sleep and still be on time for breakfast. He was fairly sure he had his robes on back to front.
Here, Harry,
Hermione said kindly, handing over a plate of toast.
Best friend ever,
Harry mumbled, reaching out with his right hand to grab blindly for the plate.
What the hell is that?
Ron said loudly, holding a sausage halfway up his mouth. Harry opened his eyes, startled, and looked to where Ron was pointing. On the middle finger of his right hand sat a large silver signet ring, an ornate letter M embossed on the top.
Oh, that's my property of Draco Malfoy ring.
Draco's voice suddenly said, interrupting Harry's fumbling. He straddled the bench next to Harry and leaned in to kiss him on the cheek. When he pulled back, he had the triangle of toast from Harry's plate. The crunching sound as he bit into it was loud in the sudden silence.
"Well,"
Hermione said, blinking dazedly,
"that was unexpected."
Ron didn't say anything. He was too busy choking on his sausage. Finn.